Let's begin. Place both feet flat on the floor, hands resting softly in your lap. Allow your body to relax gently into the seat while keeping your spine tall and open. When you are ready, gently close your eyes. We'll start with three cleansing breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feel the breath filling your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Notice the air as it enters your nose and imagine it traveling through your body, nourishing every part of you. Good. Now allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm, in and out through the nose. Bring your attention gently to your body as it sits here. Notice the left side of you and the right side of you. Two halves held together, quietly balancing one another, neither trying to outdo the other, simply existing side by side, each making the other possible. Think for a moment about light, how it only becomes visible when there is something darker beside it, how a shadow only exists because something is standing in the light. Neither is good nor bad. Each one needs the other to be itself. This is the nature of things that complement. They do not cancel each other out. They make each other seen. Bring to mind someone in your life who is different from you. Perhaps they are quieter when you are loud, more cautious where you are bold, or they feel deeply in places where you tend to think. Notice without judgment how that difference has served you, how it has shown you something you could not have seen alone. Now turn that thought gently inward. There are parts of yourself that you know well, and parts you are less comfortable with. A quieter version of you, a bolder one, a part that longs to rest, and a part that longs to move. These are not contradictions. They are your own complementary forces, each one asking to be acknowledged rather than resolved. Balance is rarely a still point. It is more like breathing, a constant, gentle movement between two things, in and out, giving, receiving, speaking, and listening. We're not trying to eliminate the tension between opposites. We are learning to move within it with a little more ease. Consider what you tend to offer to others, your natural way of being in the world. And then consider what you tend to receive, what others bring into your life that you do not carry yourself. This exchange, when it flows freely, is not a sign of lack. It is the quiet elegance of things that fit together, not because they are the same, but because they are right for each other. So rest here for a moment in the space between. Not one thing or the other. Just the meeting point, the seam, the place where two halves touch and become something whole. There is a kind of stillness here that is different from emptiness. It is full and quiet and complete. Now let's take three more deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. And still keeping these words in our heads, we can begin to come back to the space. Bring your awareness back to your body, feeling the seat on the chair, noticing the temperature of the air on our skin, hearing any sounds, all while keeping these visuals in your head, both feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap. Give your toes and fingers a wiggle, feeling your mind come back fully to your body as you do. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes.